6CLX Mobile.
Hey, Mike, what's up today? This is Enduro GR Mobile.
Long time no talk.
Good afternoon.
It's a pretty one. Pretty hot, but it's pretty.
96 degrees. I like to throw this weather in the ditch. I guess Tuesday we're going to get a reprieve from this severely hot stuff. And that sounds good to me, Mike. What are you up to?
In the office and starting the weekend. Got to take this Avalon over to get some work done on it.
I'm driving is a 2022 Avalon.
It's been almost a year. I had it in there for a wrecked transmission. And while it was there, the windshield got broken. They put a new windshield in it for me. Very nice of them. But the aftermarket windshield that was put in didn't work out well. The camera didn't like it. And it's been waiting almost a year for a Toyota windshield to show up.
Sound repressing, or whatever they call it, sound absorbent windshields, and they are very expensive.
I don't know how expensive it's going to be, but it's on them. I mean, it's super nice of them to do it for me. It's just unbelievable. You got to wait a year to get a piece of glass.
Your comprehensive insurance will pay for that. If you get a rock or something thrown through it.
After this gets put in tomorrow, they're whatever happens on me now, or on the insurance. But you know, with the way insurance is going up lately, I don't want to claim anything anymore. They'll probably cancel you.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I can't quote you what ours cost, but it ain't cheap because we got full coverage. Like I said, this is a 2022, and wow, some guy's on his phone. He ran over in my lane across the double yellow line. That was nice of him. There's going to be some crazies out there this weekend, so you be careful, Mike. Yeah, I had one put in one time, but they come out the house and put it in. And Allstate took care of it. But insurance, yeah, I forget what he said. It went up here a couple years ago or last year, 23% or something like that, one jump.
This next 6 months is due on this car. It's a 2018 Avalon. Got over 105,000 on it. The insurance went up $100. It doesn't sound like a lot, but when the bill starts out at 300 and it goes over 400, that's kind of a big percentage.
Ours didn't go up very much, and we went from a 2011 to a 2022. And Mike, the filling station's not busy, so I'm going to stop and get some gas, buddy, if I can get in here. So I'll catch you in a little bit. This is Enduro GR.
Good, Tom. I'm just getting on the interstate here, headed to Greenville, N6CLX.